Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, for our last call to Ryan and Tom's River, maybe some of you in New Jersey want to go onto our webpage for that last segment. It's titled Tom Moran, Back in the Fold. And do two things at the same time. Kind of kill two birds with one stone here. Tell Ryan what issue you think he might be concerned about that would motivate him to actually go out and vote in November. And take a last shot at trying to influence our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series, which begins on Monday. Now, we have taken issue nominations over the last several weeks. We now have some of those nominees up for you to vote on. So after you nominated issues, now you can go and vote on nominees for some of the slots in our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series, which begins on Monday. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for all of that. Tweens, teens, and 20-somethings are today's tastemakers, holding sway over everything from green design to e-commerce to fashion, proving that understanding how to market to Generation Y is the way to thrive in business. That is the theme of a new book whose author we're going to talk to in a minute. These new economic powerhouses, young Americans, don't want to be sold, the book says. They want retailers to respect them and empathize with them. Kit Yarrow is a consumer research scholar and chair of the psychology department at Golden State University and co-author with Jane O'Donnell of a new book called Gen Buy, How Tweens, Teens, and 20-somethings are revolutionizing retail. She's gotten inside the minds of Gen Yers, or so she hopes to think, and is here to tell us what makes them tick and, more importantly, what makes them shop. And anybody who identifies as Gen Y, tweens, teens, and 20-somethings, we want to hear from you at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Kit Yarrow, welcome to WNYC.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
First, define Generation Y. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about people between the age of 10 and 30. And I'd say if you want to define them, you know, in a couple of words, as different from other generations, what I found is that they tend to be more confident than other generations were at that age. And they're, you know, obviously more technologically expert and have that in their arsenal of advantages over other generations.
Right. And I don't want to, you know, make any I don't want to fake at all for our listeners kind of where this book is coming from. It's really to teach companies how to sell to young people. But the research reveals some interesting stuff about Gen Y,
yeah,
which is what we're more interested in here for our purposes.
Definitely. Well, I'm a psychologist. That's my training. And so that's really my interest also. And I study consumer behavior because what people buy is a way to compare generations. Since the beginning of time, people have bought things, traded things, had things, wanted things. And so you can learn about people and their values and compare cultures and generations through consumer behavior. And so even though, yes, we did write this book for marketers, it's a business book, I would say that my interest as well was also primarily in understanding Gen Y.
So you talked to, and anybody can call, retailers who've been in business for 35 years and seen the generational shopping patterns change. You
mm-hmm.
can call, you know, people yourself who are maybe college students or in the age group. Do you think that your attitude toward consumerism is different from your parents? You know, which is not to say that you're going to give up all stuff, but when you do decide on your purchases, do you decide on them in a different way maybe from your parents? Or if you're a parent, how about your Gen Y kids? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Kit Yarrow, author of Gen Buy, How Tweens, Teens, and 20-somethings are Revolutionizing Retail. And you mentioned confidence. You also found that Generation Y shops with more passion than older
yeah.
people. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, this generation, for better or worse, is growing up online. In fact, that's why it is a generation. You know, this is how they became defined as a generation, in that they're the first generation to grow up from day one with technology. And one of the side effects of that is that they're you know, I think more attuned to visual things, and you know, there's a greater burden put on them in terms of what, how they look, what they wear, what they have says about them. And because of that, in our, you know, 11 focus groups and hundreds of interviews with Gen Yers and our 2,000-person survey, what we consistently ended up hearing was that, you know, shopping was kind of an important part of that. Having what you own, even if what you own tries to make it look like you don't care what you own, but what you own and what you have is important in a way that, you know, it wasn't to other generations. Not to say that it wasn't important, but it's even more important, I think, because visuals are so important to this generation.
Because visuals are so important to this generation.
Right. Yeah. So we've got, you know, Gen Yers today, they have smaller vocabularies than previous generations at their age, and they read less. They like to consume information more online and in visual form than in written word. You know, this is really a byproduct, partially of, you know, the way that they consume technology. Yeah, and so obviously visuals are going to be, you know, a bigger part of the equation. I'm not trying to make any sort of commentary here. Just sort of make sense that we understand them, right?
Right, and I think we have a personal experience along these lines coming in from Allison in Garrison in Putnam County. Hey, Allison, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So now I need to add something to what I was going to say, which is that it often feels like people think that our generation, I'm 25 years old, is ignorant because we grew up with technology of other things. Let me tell you something. I enjoy wonderful literature, and many of my peers do too. So it often feels like we're viewed as not as literate or not as experienced in the world as other people, and that's not a fair judgment. Just because we have computers doesn't mean we don't read books.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Actually, you know, the Gen Yers that I spoke with, I thought were remarkably confident and, you know, really incredibly mature in some ways. You know, they've grown up being very much appreciated by their parents in a friendship way that other generations haven't been. And you know, that translates to a lot of confidence in what they can do and going out there and getting things done. So now I wouldn't at all, and I hope that isn't what I communicate, I wouldn't at all want to imply.
And Allison, ignorance. You originally called to compare your media use to your Gen X boyfriend?
It is. My boyfriend is just that much older than I am, that he did not grow up with computers, whereas I did. And the difference in the things we look at is huge, especially with things like Google advertising, which really goes based on what you're searching for.
Right.
So on my laptop, you've got things like help the environment and vote Democratic and help Obama's campaign during the campaign. Those were the advertising that was coming up for me, where his advertising is coming up more like more go to this place, go to the store and check this out versus, hey, click here, which is what my advertising was doing. Yeah. And I thought that was really interesting and remarkable that even through just what we searched, they're noticing how old we are, what we're looking at, what we're doing. And it's a little scary, but it's kind of cool.
There's the paradox, right? It's a little scary, but it's kind of cool. I bet a lot of people think that way about that very personalized online advertising that we're exposed to.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Allison, thank you for calling. Kit, what about that?
Yeah, you know, Gen Yers in general have less concern about privacy. You know, they're really used to their lives being out there, and where an older generation would be just aghast at having so much of their personal life displayed. You know, Gen Yers are, you know, nonplussed by the whole thing. And although I think they have security issues. I did hear that a lot in my interviews around, you know, their personal information being available to others. And they know in a way that other generations don't how quickly information can get around on the Internet. And they care about that, their credit cards and their privacy, not their privacy as much, but social security numbers and all that stuff. So they care about that and they know it in a way. But privacy, not so much.
Since you're writing for retailers, do you find that the nature of online shopping leads people to buy different kinds of things than people may have bought in the past? Is it just easier to sell certain things? I don't mean, you know, technology-related things themselves. Obviously, people are going to buy computer stuff on their computers when they can. But beyond that, is it changing the psychology of purchasing, the fact that we're buying things online?
You know, I would have to phrase that a little differently, that what's happening, especially with Gen Yers, is I think it's changing some of their desires and what they want. So, you know, Gen Yers share information with each other about purchases, the best places to buy things, how to customize products so that they're uniquely you, and, you know, even things like what they've bought available online. And so it's more like marketing communications are really changing a lot by online. Gen Yers look at online and real world as a lot more seamless than other generations. And so they'll go online and research products, and then they'll go into a store and also research products, and then they'll use their mobile phone to research prices. And the whole thing is really just interconnected for them. There isn't as much of a distinction about buying online versus in store. It's just a question of, I think, more where they get information about their products and what they ultimately choose to buy. And Gen Yers actually like to buy in stores more than they do online, unless it's something like technology where they're really doing, they know what they want and they're doing a price comparison.
Donnie in Englewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donnie.
Hi. When I hear someone say that people between the age of 10 and 30 are confident, it kind of makes me laugh. And I think that what that really means is that they're superficial and gullible and stupid, and therefore perfect prey for marketeers.
Well, that's too bad. I don't at all think that that's the way that Gen Yers are, I mean, to start with. And I don't think they would look at themselves as prey either. I think actually they're pretty knowledgeable about what goes on. And what I mean by confident is that, you know, they grew up in the self-esteem movement in schools, and so, you know, they've been given a lot of, I think, feedback all the way along. They've been told that what they think and what they do matters. They're closer friends with their parents than any generation has ever been before. And and they're living in a very youth-centric society. You know, never before has youth been more valued than it is now. And so what I mean by confident is that they really understand that they're valuable, and that makes them, I think, a little bit more, in fact, a lot more powerful when it comes actually to even standing up to marketers and figuring out what they want.
Maybe, although I also take Donnie's point that if a 12-year-old thinks that he's an expert at something and has a lot of confidence, then maybe it just means he's not seeing through the latest iteration of, you know, of marketers' tricks. But you're right that Gen Y will have more spending power than any other generation by 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And yet money doesn't go as far as it used to, right? So think about buying a house or paying for college. All these things have gotten so much more expensive. They say this is going to be the first generation not to live as well as their parents. Because real estate and education have become so inflated, are people instead, quote unquote, investing in retail items?
Well, actually, I think the recession is going to have a positive effect on Gen Yers ultimately, because this now has become a good time to buy real estate again and to invest in the stock market and, you know, to start out. And so a lot of those less attainable things are now, once again, the dream for Gen Yers. Education is definitely still expensive, and that's, you know, a current hurdle. In the long run, though, I think Gen Yers are, you know, in the position of starting out when the getting is good and building. They didn't lose homes or, you know, huge savings accounts in the recession like older generations did. I think their parents' prosperity had more to do with, you know, fairly gluttonous spending, you know, early on. Now I think Gen Ys have reduced their spending less than any other generation, but also they lost less than any other generation, and they have fewer obligations than any other generation. Did that answer your question? I think I went around and around there, didn't I?
I think you did. But you know what? We are out of time, so we're going to end it here with Kit Yarrow, consumer research scholar and chair of the psychology department at Golden State University and co-author with Jane O'Donnell of a new book called Gen Buy, How Tweens, Teens, and 20-somethings are Revolutionizing Retail. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we have a follow-up Friday segment coming up regarding one of our callers this week who referenced the 100th monkey theory. Do you know what that is? Well, you're about to.